on this Feast of the Holy Family, when the church kind of asks us and lays out readings that reflect the gift of family and the virtues of family, our reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians gives us some of the virtues of family life. Put on, as God's chosen ones, compassion, kindness, gentleness, patience. And above all these things, put on love, which holds all the virtues together, which holds everything together. We first maybe think about love. And one of the kind of the old definitions of love is to act in a way towards the other person that allows them to carry out the mission, their purpose, their reason for being here. To act towards those who we love as a way that allows them to carry out their particular mission, their purpose, their identity. Or as even Sven Simpler said, love is to will the good of the other, to will the good of the other. And so we might think of maybe first a lighthearted example that kind of explains that when we love, we will the good, the mission, the purpose. So let's say I love ice cream. Let's use ice cream as an example. Let's say I love ice cream. So if when ice cream is presented to me, what is the purpose of ice cream? If I love ice cream and I want to fulfill the purpose of ice cream, what's the purpose? Eat it, right? Eat it. So if I love ice cream, what's its purpose, its mission, its identity? To eat it up, right? To eat it up. That's fulfilling the mission of ice cream. We take a look at that. Maybe something else that we don't love, I could use an example from when I was younger called milk. My mom, thinking of my best interest, wanted me to drink the milk. And we were farmers, so we always had milk. My brother and sister drank milk like it was water. So my mom at the dinner table wanting me to fulfill the mission of milk and growing up strong, drink your milk. Me, I looked at that milk and I did not want to fulfill its mission. I did not want to drink it. It kind of sat there until the last minute and I was the last one at the table and finally had to gulp it down. I did not want to fulfill its identity. And so we think of maybe that those kind of examples of love to fulfill the mission, purpose, identity. And then when we don't love something, we don't fulfill its ultimate purpose. And so then we might take a much deeper step and think of each other as human beings. We think of ourselves within the context of family life. Like, husbands, do you love your wife in a way that allows them to be the person that God has created them to be, to fulfill their ultimate mission, their purpose, their identity? And what is our purpose as human beings? To live one day in heaven and to enjoy that communion with God even here and now. Do you support the life of prayer, their life of faith? Wives, do you love your husbands? Do you respect your husband? Do you treat them in a way that allows them to fulfill their mission, their identity, their purpose? We might think then, children, and this was one of the first readings in the book of Sirach, that if you had your kids next to you, you might have nudged them. What does it start out? The father is set in honor over their family. A mother's authority is confirmed over their sons. We think of the gift of parents, and we all have parents, right? We all have parents. But we think of the gift of parents, and for many of us, our parents, they've provided our house, they provided our clothes, they've provided, paid the bills for those special little tablets that we have that we play the games on. And then sometimes our parents say, can you clean your room or can you take out the trash? And we say, no, and they've done everything for us. And so it's that sense of respect for our parents. But to live in a way that allows each person that we love, because when we love someone, we want to build them up and we want to serve them and we want to not worry about our own needs, but about their needs in a way that allows them to fulfill their mission, their purpose, their identity, that sense of love, the bond that holds them all together. That being said, the other nature of family life is that if we live in a family, we're going to hurt those closest to us, right? In any type of family situation, the people who are closest with us, they see the good, they see the bad, they see the ugly. They see all of it. And what does St. Paul say? Being with one another and forgiving one another. Family life, if we're living a true family life, we're close, we're going to hurt each other at times. And that's where that sense of forgiveness comes in, that sense of forgiveness. Family is not meant to be a courtroom where we defend ourselves and argue for our point, but it's a situation where we have the confidence to step forward and say, I was wrong, please forgive me. And our family members to offer that sense of forgiveness. Is our family more like a courtroom where we're always seeking to defend our point? Or is it kind of like a confessional where we have that sense of openness and that sense of healing forgiveness? And so we reflect. Reflect on our own families, our larger families, our parish families. And that what is the family? A place where we can all fulfill our ultimate mission, purpose, destiny. Are we allowing those closest to us to do that? Or are we serving ourselves? And how and where in our own families can we seek to give and provide that sense of healing mercy?